Today I'm speaking with Joël Denage, who is an art seller and collector from Holland but now living in Oxford. And she is running the Oxford International Art Fair for the second year running this weekend, starting on Friday in the Town Hall. So Joël, tell me about the art fair. I mean, this is its second year, so tell me about last year. How did that one go?
Last year was a huge success, actually. That's why we had to do another one, and this time bigger and better, I suppose. So, more artists. We have now 150 exhibitors from over 30 countries.
Wow.
And this Friday, the 6th of February, is the opening and the VIP vernissage, as they call it, the champagne reception.
Ooh, very nice.
Which is £10 a ticket. And on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th, it's free entry from 11 till 5.
Okay, so you can go to the sort of opening on the Friday, and then there's 2 days of the fair.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And how do you get tickets for those? Can you just book them online?
You can book them online. But for Saturday and Sunday, you can just walk in, or you can pre-book online. But the Oxford Town Hall, the shop, also sells the VIP tickets if you can't order them online for any reason.
Would you recommend ordering them? I mean, how busy was it last year? How many people are you expecting?
Well, last year was very busy. That's why we're now having three halls instead of one.
Okay, wow.
So the flow of people will go much smoother, because last year there was a queue outside the Oxford Town Hall around the corner. So this time I am sure that we can make sure that everything and everyone can easily, fit in and have a good look at the artworks as well, because there's more space, so more space to see the artworks and appreciate them more, I suppose.
Yeah, it's quite hard to sort of take something in if you're worried about like people jostling you around. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really nice though. Last year it was really cozy, and lots of people made friends, and but this year it's just nicer, I suppose, and a more breathing space.
And who have you got exhibiting? Is it a lot of the same people as last year? Are there new people coming in?
There are a few of the same ones, but we like to, make it a different show. So we have a lot of new people as well. I think from the local people, there are, I think, maybe 15 locals. So from Oxford exhibiting, which is really nice. Because we want to give the local artist the opportunity to obviously sell.
Yeah.
And then, many are, from as far as Australia and Africa, Malaysia. We have Mongolian art, Asian art. Yeah, from all over the world. So it's really a unique opportunity for people to meet the artists that have created the art pieces themselves, and they can buy them directly from the artist as well, so there's no commission fee in between, from a gallery that normally charges money. So
a lot of the exhibitors are artists themselves then? It's, or what percentage is it artists to sort of galleries exhibiting?
And there's 30% is gallery, I would say. Maybe a little bit more this year, but the rest is, 70% is artists. So,
Wow, that's great.
No, it's really good because, like I said, it's cutting out the middlemen, I suppose, and it's more affordable.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, that was going to be my next question. If you said that gives an opportunity for these artists to sell their works, but, I mean, what does that mean for you if you want to go along to the fair? Do you have to be kind of looking to buy, or can you just sort of walk around as well?
Yeah, of course you can, walk in and walk around and take a look at the artworks and engage with the artist without buying. But obviously the main purpose of this art fair is to give artists the opportunity to sell their works, because obviously they need to survive as an artist. This is not only a hobby for them. This is their job. And art fairs like this is the only opportunity that they can actually sell their works. Artists need to get out there and be seen for them to be able to sell their artworks. We know a lot of artists, they start as a hobby, for them, but ultimately they're doing a job next to it, a professional job, but, you know, they want to 100% commit to being an artist. And it's hard, you know, to survive as an artist. And we know that. That's why we make it affordable for artists to, you know, exhibit this at this event as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the main purpose is for them to sell. And that's really what we are trying to achieve here.
And do you think Oxford is a sort of willing recipient of this kind of art fair then? Do you think this is a good place for it to happen?
Well, yeah, last year, lots of sales were made. And yeah, that's why, you know, a lot of people that exhibited last year wanted to come back again. And they, you know, hired bigger booths and bigger space so they can display more artworks. That for us, you know, said that there is, you know, an opportunity here for visitors and locals here. They need something like this because I think Oxford is a cultural city, you know, well-educated people that, you know, appreciate art.
Yeah. And what plans do you have for the future? Are you looking to run this again next year? Do you have other plans outside of the art fair that you're working on?
Yeah, well, the art fair is organized by the Global Art Agency, and they organize many international art events. So the next one after Oxford will be Tokyo. And we've exhibited before in Rotterdam, Amsterdam, Vienna, Barcelona. So, you know, just purely because I am based here, I thought, you know, Oxford needs something like this. Mm-hmm. That's why we came to Oxford as well. But yeah, we have many other things. We're publishing our first art book, which again promotes the arts. And yeah, for next year, yeah, definitely, we will definitely be organizing another Oxford Art Fair, especially because the ticket sales have gone mad, actually. Mm. So yeah, we have got high hopes, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Remind me again how people can have a look at what's on. Do you have a website?
Yeah, sure. The website is oxfordinternationalartfair.com. And all the exhibitors are listed on this website. If you go to the menu tab, exhibitors, there's a catalog online. The catalog is also for sale as a hard copy during the art fair. But you can also already have a quick look who's exhibiting and what kind of artworks you like. And mm-hmm. the stand numbers are in the catalog as well, so you know where to go. And yeah, on the website you can also purchase tickets for the VIP event on Friday, or pre-book free entry tickets for Saturday and Sunday.
And how much is the Friday? That's
£10. Yeah, and that's from 6 o'clock in the evening till 9 o'clock.
If people can, would you recommend going on the Friday and the Saturday, say, or like a Friday and a Sunday? Or is it a benefit in going to the whole thing, basically?
Yeah, I mean, there is every day there is something else. So on Friday, obviously, there is a champagne reception included. But on Saturday, there's live painting and there's live jazz music. And on Sunday, there's the Global Art Awards at 4 o'clock, which then announce the best artists, because visitors can also vote. So they get like a little questionnaire and they can fill in their top three artists. And on Sunday at 4, the awards will be announced. So, yeah, every day has got something else. So, yeah, I would say come the whole weekend, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Do you have a, I don't know if you're allowed to say, but do you have a favorite exhibitor or someone you're looking forward to seeing the work of?
Yeah, I have many favorite exhibitors, you know, some for their artwork, but some just because I enjoy their company. I mean, yeah, and I am the sort of person that buys artwork from someone I really like.
Yeah.
Last year, I bought a piece myself from Andy Wilkes. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it this year. But yeah, his artworks are now for sale as tote bags.
Mm-hmm.
So we're selling those at the art fair. And the money raised from selling those bags will go to charity, because each event we also support charity.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many great exhibitors. I think, you know, everyone should just come around and have a look themselves and see what kind of talent is out there.
Thanks very much for speaking to us, Joelle.
Thank you.
Have a great time this weekend.
Thank you.